I got a job with Getty in the stewards department.
Okay.
And my job title was saloon mess boy. And when I got down there, I discovered that my stateroom door wouldn't lock unless I was in the room, which is a little disconcerting. There were, it's either 30 or 31 men on board and me. 628 feet. I don't remember the name. I don't. And we sailed. I got on the boat in Delaware City, and we basically sailed. And I said I was on 91 days. We sailed from there to Corpus Christi. And then from then, we sailed New York, Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. And the last trip, we came back and went to Baltimore because we went into the yard. And that's where I left the boat.
And this would have been an oil tanker.
Oil tanker.
Right.
Yeah, an old Liberty ship that had been stretched.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, they were still sailing those.
Yeah, the mid-70s?
Yeah, it was 74, fall of 74, and we weren't the only one on the water.
Right.
So.
So what do you mean it had been stretched?
It's my understanding, they took it apart. You know, they basically took it apart and added a section to make it longer. You know. I have to admit, we never hit any weather at all the whole time, and I'm really grateful for that.
Right,
I have no
right.
idea how it, but they'd been sailing it stretched for years, I'm sure. A lot of them that was done to. They told me at the time that, you know, it made them more profitable. And so they, you know, I guess they bought the surplus from the Navy after the war, and they being lots of, you know, lots of the oil-producing companies.
Right.
And there they went.
How was the ship itself in terms of comfort? I mean, I've been on a Liberty, and they're pretty bare minimum.
I would have nothing to compare it to.
True, yeah, yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't any luxury liner.
Right.
But everything I needed was there. I did buy on one of our stops, I bought a world map and put it up on the wall because it was barren. I need some, and I chose a map because I wanted to think of being someplace else. I was miserably unhappy in that job. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to think of being someplace else. Well, I could go there. Oh, I could go there.
Right.
It was hard. It was a really tough employment.
So what exactly was difficult? The work or the culture or just day-to-day being isolated in more ways than one?
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
We'd sail for 7 days and be on shore, at shore, for 24 hours, which was fine. But why that was difficult was being surrounded by 30 or 31 men, most of whom really didn't want me there or were neutral, and so not a whole lot of support.
Right.
There was a young man on the crew, roughly my age, and we were able to be friends. Mm-hmm. And that's all we were. And of course, you know, a lot of guys take on it. And it wasn't just this boat. Every boat, maybe every boat but two, the take was, I came to the boats so that I could have a whole mess of sexual partners. Mm. And it's like, wait a minute. This is not what it's about. And so that was really difficult. It was really difficult.
So it was tough to befriend someone because there'd be other connotations.
Well, most of them didn't want to be friends.
Right, right.
And then when I made friends, the perception by other people was that we had to be sleeping together.
Right.
And of course then many of the others that I wasn't friends with wanted in on that. It was just crazy.
Wow.
It was just nuts.
Right.
You know, and it was just, the whole thing was in my face, very much in my face.